You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to a real estate edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about home inspections and the importance of home inspections. We've been attending a class over the past 6 weeks, me and Bruce Powers, Acumen Real Estate Academy, led by Amy Clem. We've learned a lot in this class as we've been working toward getting our real estate license. I told Bruce after he did a class for us that I wanted him to join us on the show and talk about home inspections. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Bruce.
It's great to be here, Mark.
Glad to have you, buddy. We've talked about how many classes and all the training that you've had to have to be a home inspector, it's taken a lot of work on your part.
Oh, absolutely. Lots of man hours put in, just studying and taking advantage of the schooling that I was able to get from InterNACHI and several other places.
How do you feel that the training that you've acquired yourself, that you've personally said, you know what, I'm going to go and do this, and even if it's more than what's expected of me, how do you think that the value of that relates to the consumer, to the person who's purchasing a home or needs a home inspection?
To me, it's invaluable, Mark. I mean, to be able to go in and help a prospective home buyer know if they're going to have to spend a ton of extra money to get into that home, or once they get there, something that they didn't expect to spend, that to me is invaluable, just to help serve people and get everybody to where they need to be, because everybody wants to own a home. I mean, that's everybody's dream.
Right. And I've had home inspections done myself and always felt like it was something that I needed to do so that I was aware of what needed to be done to improve the home. And I understand that in this market, there may be locations where if someone asks for a home inspection, the seller may not even want to deal with them.
We have seen some of that in the recent markets, especially over the last year with this home boom. It has been more of a seller's market per se. So yeah, if a seller had two or three offers there and two of them wanted a home inspection and you had one saying, no, I got cash, he was going without a home inspection, which puts himself at a lot of risk.
When you look at a home and you approach that, you're looking for what as the big picture of the home?
I'm going in looking at the big picture of the home. I want to find the thing that's going to cost that home buyer some money as he gets into that home. Not everybody has $10,000 or $20,000 sitting in the bank. So I if there's an electrical problem or something like that, I want to go in and find it for them. That way they know ahead of time I might not have the money to fix this and to even be able to live if I do get to fix it.
You've had a saying that I've heard in class where you talk about the house that you can afford. What is that phrase that you use?
I always tell everybody, always ask, and I'm sure all home inspectors get this question, is how much do you think this house is worth? Well, every house is worth buying for the right price. And that's true in all of real estate. Every house is worth buying for the right price, but you've also got to know how much money is it going to cost me to fix this house and for it to be my dream home or to be my home, even if you're just planning on staying in it for a few months.
I guess it could become a nightmare if someone has a big expense that they weren't ready for and they buy the house and then they realize, oh, well, that's going to be $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to get the house in shape.
Absolutely. And that's what I was telling y'all. That's one of the things that helped me go towards being a home inspector. When I bought my first house as a first-time home buyer, I got a home inspection, but the particular inspector, he didn't go very in-depth. And the day after I moved into the home, the day after we signed the closing papers and I got the keys, the AC unit went out. Well, that was $3,500 out of my pocket the day after we signed the papers.
Wow. You talked about training that's available, a college actually, through the organization that you're a part of, a member of here in the state of Alabama, where you go through these houses and they show so many different issues and you go in as a team and look and inspect and all the different issues. Nobody could be able to figure out every single thing that's wrong with a house. But when it comes down to it, if you have plumbing issues or you have AC heating cooling problems or roofing system issues, all these different things can add up over when you look at everything that you're going to have to pay for.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that was the thing I was telling y'all a story about my little brother. This is not just on used houses. It's on brand new houses too. I was telling y'all the story of my little brother. He just bought a brand new house like 2 months ago. He no more than got in it and found out. I begged him to let me inspect it prior to him moving in and signing the closing papers. He refused because he thought his builder was a good guy. He gets in the house, and 2 days later, he finds out there's no P-trap under his tub. And the smell was in that brand-new house was just ridiculous. So don't just think it's on older houses. It's on new houses, too.
You would think a new house in your mind, in a mindset of it's brand new, everything's new, it's going to work, but that's not necessarily the case as you're explaining.
Yeah, everybody can make mistakes, and that builder didn't mean to leave that out, but if he would have had a home inspection, I feel that I would have found that for him when I tested the tubs and tested all the other systems in the house. And it would have been something that he could have brought up before he signed the papers and they could have had it fixed. He wouldn't have had to move furniture in and out and stuff like that. And it wouldn't have caused any mishap in his life other than it's going to take a couple of days longer to close.
One of the things that was brought up in our class as you spoke, we were talking about the fact that we may not necessarily know who does that particular job to fix the problem that you lay out as an issue, and you're actually helpful with that when you have your documentation and the person that can work on that type of issue is listed there.
Hey, that's true. When I lay out my report, any type of defect that I find, even if it's down to just something a handyman can do, I'm going to have noted out to the side that you need to contact a professional plumber or a professional roofer, per se. If it's down to a handyman, something like putting in gutters or something like that, something you could do yourself, I'm going to notate that out to the side just so you know how serious the issue is.
We're going to be taking a test in the next couple of weeks for a real estate license. You had to take a test yourself to be a home inspector.
We did.
How difficult is that process that when you decided you wanted to be a home inspector to jump through those hoops and to finally put yourself where you are today?
It was just to get our license here in the state of Alabama, and this has changed. They've made it even more difficult since I got mine. I had to put in several hundred hours of just study work and a national and state exam that are very, very difficult to pass. I think the pass rate, don't quote me on this, but the pass rate is less than 50%, I think, for the first time a home inspector actually takes this exam.
Wow. And it's not inexpensive either.
No. It's several hundred dollars every time you attempt to take the test.
And you've put a lot of your money into qualifying to be as knowledgeable as you can be to have the experience that people would want and need coming into their home, right?
Yeah, I have. It has cost a lot of money, but to me, it's not all about the money. Home inspections can be a good career, and they do pay well. But with the study time, and I've explained to y'all, just part of our study and for our continued education that the state requires, I've got they give us a tenth of the actual study time that we have to put into this. So a class that takes me 24 hours to do, I get 2.4 hours worth of credit for that.
I noticed that. I was pretty impressed because you're only getting a small percentage of all the hours you're actually putting in as credit.
Yeah, and that's a credit to the state, too, because they and to the schooling, the schools that you go through, whether it's ASHI or InterNACHI or any of the other organizations, they really want to make sure that home inspectors know what to look for and what they're doing before they put you out there doing it.
And one of the things that I wanted to bring to light, Bruce, because people may not have a lot of experience with home inspectors. Maybe the very first time they ever use a home inspector, they're looking at a new home, they're excited about it, they're wanting to move in, but then they neglect that part. And I want in the next segment to talk about not neglecting it, but finding the importance of a home inspector and saying, okay, well, I heard it on the Mark White Show and I was listening to Bruce, and this is important because we're about to make one of the biggest investments of our lifetime.
You're absolutely correct. It is. And for most people, that will be the biggest investment they ever make, whether you're planning on staying in that home for 6 months or staying in that home the rest of your life. I mean, that's a lot of money to throw out there, and it's hard to get it back once you put it out there.
We're talking to InterNACHI Certified Professional Inspector of Powers Home Inspection, Bruce Powers, and I hope you'll stick with us in the next segment as we continue to talk about home inspections, the importance of having a home inspection. I found this very interesting as we're going through the Acumen Real Estate Academy led by Amy Clem as we're working toward our real estate license. I'm coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama. We always appreciate them as our host here on The Mark White Show. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show on location at Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations. I'm glad to have Bruce Powers with me. He's the owner of Powers Home Inspection. He's an InterNACHI Certified Professional Inspector. We've been talking about our Acumen Real Estate Academy that we've been attending, and Bruce did a class Saturday. I enjoyed it very much because it was so important to think about the home inspector, the home inspection that takes place, and the responsibility that a person has when they go into this home and they're looking out for the person who's making this purchase. Welcome back to the show, Bruce.
Yes, thank you, Mark.
We talked about in the break here about the importance of getting the right home inspector. What would you say as someone's looking for a home inspector and say, well, this is a person that's qualified to do this for us?
like I was telling y'all Saturday, most people, the first person they pull up on Google is the guy that they call. But guys, do your research on that company, because every inspector is different, and the state does have our requirements. But you want to make sure that he's been trained the right way, and he stays up on his continued education and stuff too. So you can get on the state's website, and they can tell you whether we're certified with the state. Also, InterNACHI lists all of their certified professional inspectors on their site. And I'm pretty sure ASHI does the same thing. I'm not positive because that's not my organization that I go through. But you really want somebody that you can trust, that you know that's been trained to go in there and find this stuff for you.
And one of the things that we talked about was if there was a room that was locked off, closed off from you being able to get there, there's some wording in that documentation that you make that a person, they're going to need to maybe take a step further themselves to make sure that it's accounted for.
There is sometimes a seller may not have meant to, but they'll block off an area. Maybe they've got the attic. The attic's in the closet, the attic access, and the closet is just full, and I can't get to the attic. Well, at that point in time, I can't inspect something that I can't see. So what I would do is I would word it to where I want you to go in and at some point get that closet cleaned out so that somebody can go up there and look in that attic and make sure, even if it's you bring me back out to look at it and to make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be in there, because that's a big part of the inspection. Every system in that house matters.
I think you said there were about 6 different organizations that you could choose as a home inspector, InterNACHI being one of them. What was it that you said the reasons behind choosing InterNACHI?
The reason I chose InterNACHI was all the education that they allow us to have at their access. They really put in a lot of time and give us a lot of forums to ask older inspectors. If there's something that I don't know, I can get on their website, and there's multiple forums that I can go to people with more experience, and I can send them the pictures or word it and maybe even video chat with them to where I can get the answers that you need before you buy that house.
And once that purchase is made, you've taken on absolutely a responsibility.
Once you've signed that dotted line to close on that house, that's your responsibility. So you need to be prepared for what you're getting into.
How about appreciation for what you do? Because you figured out what was the problem, and maybe they either make that decision to buy the house still because they can fix it, or maybe they walk away and they say, that's not the place for us, and you save them a lot of money.
I do get a sense of enjoyment out of being able to help people get in a home or be able to back out of a deal that they don't need to be in. I'm in it to serve is what I'm there for. I'm not in it for any other reason except for to serve.
And service is the importance when we talk about real estate in the big picture and all the different things that we're finding out that are going into the real estate deal. Ultimately, when people sign the dotted line, all the different elements that go into it, if you're a consumer, it's really good to have some knowledge so that you know which part is responsible for what, and pulling it together so that at the end of the day, you're not disappointed that you purchased this house. You're not disappointed in a real estate decision that you've made.
Absolutely. It's just like that guy that gets up and puts his boots on and puts his welding hat on. He went to school. He learned how to weld. He's gotten certified to do that welding. It's the same concept. Yeah, you put in the work and you'll reap the rewards.
Let's tell people, Bruce, how they can connect with you if they wanted to use you as an inspector with your experience after we've talked thus far about Powers Home Inspection. How can they connect?
They can connect to me personally. Call me anytime, day or night. My phone number is 256-612-3700, or you can email me at bkrp338@gmail.com. And also, I have my website at powershomeinspectional.com.
What do you think about this Acumen Real Estate Academy that Amy Clem's hosting?
Amy's been absolutely wonderful. I've really learned a lot that I come into the business as a home inspector, and I kind of thought I knew a little bit about real estate. But Amy's done a wonderful job teaching this class and really giving us the tools that we need to pass and become good real estate agents to serve people even better.
So your goal is, you're currently inspecting homes, your goal is to be a real estate agent.
My goal is to be a real estate agent. I'm also going to continue my home inspection business. Like I say, I just want to serve people and try to make a living at it at the same time.
I think what you're bringing to the table as a home inspector and then joining forces and the real estate agent merging together with the home inspector is a good mix, because you're going to be able to help your clients in a big way when you have the knowledge of, you can look at a home and say, that might be something you need to be aware of.
I really hope so, but the state says that I got to keep those two hats kind of separate. So, but I do hope that both of them play together in a great way, and I can help people even
more. You have more knowledge about the homes than I do, and I know how important it is, and I do want to stress this to my listeners. The reason that I have Bruce on the show today is I want you to find home inspection as an important thing to do. Having a home inspection is important, and if you were thinking about buying a home, if you're thinking about selling the home and going somewhere else, Put a home inspector at the top of the list for making sure that you're taken care of, that your family's taken care of, because I wouldn't want any one of you to make a mistake in your purchase of a home and then have this regret. And I know that's the way you feel about it,
yeah,
too, Bruce.
Absolutely, Mark. You couldn't have said it any better right there.
Bruce, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Man, I really appreciate you having me and giving me the opportunity to be here.
InterNACHI Certified Professional Inspector, Powers Home Inspection owner, Bruce Powers. Phone number again, 256-612-3700. You can email bkrp338@gmail.com. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire, and we're even going to try to help you when it comes to home ownership. I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. And I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, fresh pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.